And now in your Bibles, the New Testament, the Gospel according to Mark, and chapter 11. Mark's Gospel, of course, is that great gospel of action. So many times we read immediately or straightway, thus and thus was done. The gospel in which the Lord Jesus Christ is portrayed as the true servant of Jehovah, actively engaged in the affairs of man. Mark chapter 11, and I shall read beginning at verse 22 and through verse 24. Before we read these verses, let us bow for a moment of prayer. Our Father, we thank Thee that Thou hast put it within our hearts to have faith in Thee. For we recognize that faith is a gift that Thou hast given us, and help us in every circumstance of life, in face of all opposition, in face of all of the burdens and problems and difficulties and trials and reverses and crises and persecutions, in all these things, help us to exercise faith in Thee, to take Thee at Thy word, to believe what Thou hast said. In Jesus' name we pray, and for His sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 11, verse 22. And Jesus, answering, saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. The 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews is surely a commentary on what Jesus said here in the 11th chapter of the Gospel according to Mark. For the 11th chapter of Hebrews is the chapter on faith and the great heroes of faith. The chapter opens with a definition of faith. And then the Apostle Paul says, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed. By faith Abel offered up a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. By faith Noah built an ark to the saving of his household. By faith, Abraham left the Ur of the Chaldees, his own native country, and journeyed across the burning sands of the Arabian desert and over into the land of Canaan, a land that God would show him. By faith, Sarah gave birth to Isaac. By faith, Abraham offered Isaac to God, counting him able to bring back from the dead him whom he had received as though he himself were dead. By faith, Moses was hid of his parents for 3 months. By faith, when Moses became of age, he made a choice to serve God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. By faith, Jacob blessed Isaac, or Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau. By faith, Joseph made mention of the carrying out of his bones from the land of Egypt. All these obtained a good report by faith. Have faith in God, for with Him, nothing is impossible. This is the third in the series of messages. Let there be light, let there be love, and now let there be faith. In the book of Romans, chapter 14 and verse 23, Paul reminds us that whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Now let me repeat that to you. Paul says in Romans 14, 23, that whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Man's order of things is this: seeing is believing. God reverses that order, and God says believing is seeing. John 11:40. Jesus said, if thou believest, thou shalt see the glory of God. We say again that to see is to believe. God says to believe is to see. Faith is used in the New Testament 247 times. It is defined by the Apostle Paul in Hebrews 11:1 as the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the eye by which we see the invisible. Faith is the ear by which we hear the inaudible. Faith is the hand by which we touch the intangible. Faith in God has been the story of God's people from beginning to end. So Jesus admonishes us in our text to have faith in God. Faith is a supernatural gift. According to Romans 12:3, Paul says, let no man among you think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but let him think according to the measure of faith that is given unto him. Faith is God's gift to us. Looking at it from the natural eye, the Bible is the most unreasonable, illogical book in all the world. We must have the gift of faith to believe what this wonderful book says. And remember that whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Without faith, according to Hebrews 11:6, God cannot be pleased. Any time that you and I doubt the word of God, we displease Him. Hebrews 11:6, they that come to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Without faith, we cannot please God. Our faith depends upon two things. One, what God has said, and two, what God has done. These are the two things upon which we base the entire framework of the Christian religion. God has said over 2,500 times in the Old Testament, we read these words or the equivalent, thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. And if God says it, we ought to believe it. And that ought to settle it forever and forever. If the devil slips around in a weak moment of yours and says to you, you are not really saved, you take the devil to the Word of God. And you say to Satan, here is what I am basing my Christianity on, my salvation on, what God has said. What did God say? God said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And you just look the devil in the brown of the eye. Somehow I think he's got brown eyes, because most people that I know that have brown eyes are mean. Including yours truly. But I'm not nearly as mean as I would be had it not been for the grace of God. I'm certainly not what I want to be, but I'm not what I used to be. And I'm not what I'm going to be by the grace of God. For one day I'm going to be just like him. My, that's too good to get on now. But you just say to the devil, I'm doing what God said. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it forever. Amen. You talk about the devil tucking tail and running, you give him the Word of God and he'll do just that. Amen. The only instrument that Jesus used against him in the garden of temptation was the Word of God. It is written. Somebody said, well, sometimes I don't feel like I'm saved. Praise God, your salvation is not based on your feeling.
Amen.
The book says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt feel saved. Oh no. It says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. It's one thing to be, it's another thing to feel. Sometimes we don't even feel human, but we are. So salvation is not based upon our feeling. Salvation is based upon the fact that Jesus Christ died on Calvary's cross. And you and I have exercised faith in him. In him. And in his wonderful word. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. How do we get faith? By reading the book. Romans 10:17. So then, faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. You know, faith governs what we receive from God. Jesus said it. It bears repeating. According to your faith, be it unto you. It's not the quantity of our faith that matters. It is the quality of faith. One time the disciples came to Jesus. And they said, Master, increase our faith. And Jesus said, thank God for Jesus. Let's just pause and say, thank God for Jesus. Jesus said, if you had the faith the size of a mustard seed, the smallest seed we know anything about, you could say to that mountain, be thou plucked up and removed into the sea, and it should be done. Have faith in God. The quantity of our faith is not counted, but the quality of our faith, if we really believe, it shall be done. Isn't that what Jesus said? Now, I'm not giving you my word. I'm giving you Jesus' word. Whatsoever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive it, and you shall. But remember, if any man ask, without faith, if any man ask wavering, don't let that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. That's what James said. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not. But let him ask in faith, believing. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed of the wind. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Have faith in God is the admonishment that we receive from Jesus. Let there be faith. First of all, I say, let there be faith because we are saved through faith. Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are ye saved through faith. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, if you go down to the train station and buy a ticket to Chicago, the ticket is not going to get you to Chicago. But if you get on that train that's bound for Chicago, you'll go to Chicago. The ticket is faith. The train is grace. By grace are you saved through faith. Faith is the channel that links us to Jesus. Jesus does the saving by the marvelous grace of God. Let there be faith, because through faith we are saved. Now, if your hands are dirty, you go into the basin, there's the soap, and you can stand there and look at that soap until you look like a cake of soap. That might be an improvement in some cases. But until you look like a cake of soap, but you'd never get clean until you use that soap to wash. Soap is grace. Washing is faith. By grace are you saved through faith. Bless God, when we accept what God has said about His Son, the ticket is punched and we get on the old gospel train. And we are going through to our great and wonderful city in the sky. Let there be faith, because we're saved through faith. Let there be faith, because we live by faith. In Romans 1:17, Paul says, the just shall live by faith. He quotes from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, and verse 4 in the Old Testament. Paul also writes it in Galatians 3:11 and in Hebrews 10:38. Once in the Old Testament, three times in the new, the just shall live by his faith. Martin Luther, the great reformer, as he was climbing the stairs to do obeisance to the Pope, had these words to burst in on his soul and on his mind. And up he came from his knees and cried, the just shall live by faith. Bless God, there began a great reform movement that has brought a whole lot of people out of the bondage of Romanism. Of course, Baptists never were in it. There are three branches of Christianity well known: Protestants, Catholics, and Baptists. We've never protested out of anything. Somebody said to me one time, well, you all are not in the mainstream of Baptists, are you? I said, well, we're in the same stream that John the Baptist was in. And the same stream that Jesus was in. And beloved, that's the mainstream of Baptist faith. The just shall live by faith, not by works, not by obeisance to the Pope, not by anything that we can do, but by faith in Jesus Christ. We are living by faith. The life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And then let there be faith, because we stand by faith. In 2 Corinthians 1:24, Paul says, ye stand by faith. Faith in what God has said and in what God has done. One of the few times that Jesus rebuked his disciples was for their lack of faith. Oh, ye of little faith. You and I tonight stand for God by faith. We stand for righteousness. We stand against the devil and against unrighteousness and against spiritual wickedness in high places by faith in what God has said and in what God has done. Let there be faith, because this is the thing by which we stand. And Paul said, having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Let there be faith, because we stand in this cruel, divided, uncertain, mad, crazy, mixed up world, because we have faith in what God has said and in what God has done. Let there be faith, because we walk by faith. In 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 7, Paul says, we walk not by sight, but by faith. You see, if we could see everything out there in life, faith would have no room whatsoever. If we could tell from day to day and know exactly what was going to be what, there would be no need for faith. God says, follow me. We start out just like Abraham started out from the Ur of the Chaldees, not even knowing where he was going, but as long as God led him, he knew he was going in the right place and in the right direction. You and I are walking by faith. And you know, faith never stands around with its hands in its pockets. Faith is always busy. Faith in action. Doing by faith what God has commanded us to do. And thank God, one day our faith will become sight when we shall see Him even as He is. Faith, let there be faith, because we are walking by faith over the uneven pathway of life. If we'd just learn to take God at His word, there'd be a whole lot less worry, a whole lot less frustration and fear. If we would just take God at His word. Jesus said, have faith in God. How could we ever trust God for the eternal destiny of our soul if we are not willing to trust Him to lead us day by day across this uneven pathway of life? We are walking by faith. Let there be faith, because we have access to God by faith. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God, by whom we also have access by faith. The only way we can ever get to God is to believe what God has said, is to exercise faith in Him. All of the throne room of heaven is open to us by faith. All of the storehouse of God's multiplicity of goods is open to us by faith. All of the wisdom of God is open to us by faith. We can go directly into the presence of God simply by believing what God has said. There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. We have access to God simply by believing what God has said, and by believing what God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, has done. Heaven is open to us by faith. Let there be faith, because we win the victory by faith. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. This then is the victory. This is the victory, even our faith. Don't worry about being defeated. You can't be defeated if you exercise faith in God. Jesus has won the victory. He said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Faith answers many questions that otherwise would go unanswered. And don't ever be guilty of putting a question mark where God has placed the period. Faith sees the invisible. Faith believes the incredible. Faith receives the impossible. Faith is dead to doubts. Faith is dumb to discouragements. Faith is blind to impossibilities. Remember, Jesus said, have faith in God. According to your faith, be it unto you. Let there be faith, because by faith we overcome the world. We overcome Satan. We overcome the tempter. We overcome the flesh. We overcome this world system. How? Simply by believing what God has said. Faith will lead us to the throne of God. As we make our steps by faith each day, one day when we put our foot down, it's going to be in the glory world. Simply because we have faith in what God said and in what God has done. So I say with you tonight, I'm sure in your own heart you're saying it. Let there be faith. Let us stand for our prayer. Our Father, we truly thank Thee for redeeming grace, for the gift of faith that Thou hast put in our hearts. For we know that without faith it is impossible to please Thee. We know, Heavenly Father, that whatsoever is not of faith is sin. We pray, dear God, that Thou would show us tonight that all that we need to do is to exercise faith in Thee. May we never doubt, may we never worry, may we never be despondent or discouraged or despair, but may we have faith in Thee. Let there be faith in our hearts to believe Thy word. Let there be faith in our hearts to walk through the path of this life. Let there be faith in our hearts to overcome the world. Let there be faith in our hearts to have access to Thee. Let there be faith in our hearts to stand, to live, to walk, yea, to run with patience the race that is set before us. Dear God, we pray for genuine faith in Thee, for we know that by it the elders obtained a good report. We know that by it we shall one day be with Him who loved us and loosed us from our sins in His own blood. Now, Father, if there be those who have never exercised faith in Christ, may they come to trust Him. Should there be those, Heavenly Father, who though they have exercised that initial faith in the redemptive work of Christ upon the cross, but they are not pleasing Thee because they don't have that genuine faith. There's doubting and there's wavering and vacillating and off and on and up and down and in and out. Don't let it be that way. Help us to make our stand by faith. And dear God, give us genuine faith to believe what Thou hast said and to believe what Thou hast done. Should there be those who need to make a decision of their church membership, may they step out to identify with this body of believers. Whatever the needs are, help us to exercise faith in Thee, to believe that Thou art able to supply every need. In Jesus' name we ask it and for His sake. And with thanksgiving, amen.